Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, we're celebrating 40 years in the ministry. Join us as we look at the obedience, faith, integrity, love, and impact this ministry has had on the nations of the earth. Walk through time as we honor God for all He's done through Kenneth Copeland Ministries for the past 40 years.
All this week here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, we've been talking about the last 40 years of ministry. We've been going through some reminiscent times here in this attic, and it's getting kind of hot up in here now, you know. But it's been great. I mean, we've really shared some things that I think every one of us have learned some things about our parents, about the ministry, about things, stories that we've never heard before. And so I'm certain that you've heard some you've never heard before, too. But all this week, the thing that it really kind of boils down to here is, how did Mom and Dad get from nothing to multi-million dollar international worldwide ministry that's led, I think the number I heard last was 60 million people to the Lord through our ministry and other ministries we support. How do you get from less than nothing to that? And the way you do it, it's very simple. You take the word and you do it. You become a doer of the word. You can sit in church all day long and hear the word. You can listen to tapes all day long or CDs or whatever. But until you actually apply that into your life, till you actually start doing it, you will really get nowhere. You've got to become a doer. Yeah.
You know, I think it was Dad or someone said that it's the most miserable condition to be a Christian living in failure, because we're not designed to be failures.
We're designed, God wants success for us. And, you know, we don't get some kind of special thing because we're in the ministry, or some special, you know, dispensation of something or other because Kenneth Copeland is our dad. We have to do the word just the way they did the word and the way they do the word for us to win. When we don't do the word, it doesn't work. And it says here in James, I love James chapter 1, in verse 19, it says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You know, understand this, he says. You must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Quick to listen to what? Well, he's talking in this book about wisdom. He said, if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So the wisdom is there. It says God will give it to you liberally, and he upbraideth not. What does that mean? It means you don't get in trouble for asking. There are no stupid questions. You know, you don't get in trouble. But it says you have to be quick to hear it. Be quick to listen to it. Be slow to get angry. Be slow to respond in the natural. But it says here, but don't just listen to God's word. Oh, in the verse above it says, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly put your own thoughts aside and humbly accept the word of God, the word that God has planted in your heart, for it has the power to save your soul. And it says, don't just listen to it. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and you don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. You know, so many people do that. They see a promise in the word and they go, oh, I'm healed. And they don't receive it and meditate on it and think on it. And then they go be a doer of it. How do you be a doer of it? Well, you receive it by faith. You talk like you're healed. You do what you couldn't do before. You do all you can. You receive it by faith that you're the healed. And then it becomes true. And it says, if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you've heard, then God will bless you for doing it. And one version says, God will bless you in your life of obedience. Be obedient to the word, because when you hear the word from God, no matter if it's something you read here or a letter that you get from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, a word from the Lord that says, I love you. That's a simple word, but it can change and impact. I mean, let's bring it down from the world. Yeah, we're talking about the world, but you know, today we're talking about you. It can impact you. It can impact one person.
Thank you.
I've always believed that Jesus didn't love me as much as he loved everybody else, because I can't read or write too well.
Because Johnny Baranowski struggled with reading, he felt unworthy and unloved, until one day, Johnny received a letter from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, a letter that changed his life.
I was laying in my bunk one day, and I didn't get no letters from nobody, and I was feeling like nobody loved me, nobody cared. And I had got a letter from Kenneth Copeland Ministry, out of the blue, saying that Gloria and Kenny loved me. But I've never wrote Kenneth Copeland Ministry. It's like, got it. That same day I was saying, man, I don't ever get mail. Everybody's getting mail. Mine was the last bunk to get called, and it said Kenneth Copeland Ministry on it.
And the day he got that letter, he come running in and just broke it. He said, Chap, I got a letter. And he sat down and he showed it to me. It was a letter, one of the letters that they sent out to the partners. He said, Chap, I didn't write for this, didn't ask for it, but I got it. And to him, it was a point in his day that made him special. That was the letter he needed at the time that took him over the limit. And I said, John, God is looking out after you, isn't he, dog? And he smiled at me. He just kind of got all swaggery and walked off. And he goes, yeah, God is taking care of me. And it was fun to watch that, because it was the first time he felt somebody reaching out saying, you're worthy. He just asked that question, does God love me? I don't think so, because I can't read. And then all of a sudden he gets a letter, Jesus loves you. That was really the beginning of his understanding God has a purpose for him.
One of the greatest miracles in Johnny's life is that God has given him the ability to read.
I take my time and read, and it's like what God wants me to hear that day or wants me to know, I could read it perfect, like I'm got A+ in reading. And when I start getting confused, it shuts my reading ability down. I'm like, well, I want to keep going more. I want to keep reading like everybody else's, chapter after chapter after chapter. But since I'm just learning, I feel like he does that to don't put too much on me to confuse me. He's got me right where he wants me. I believe that. And I've told Chaplain, from me reading nothing, everything I've been reading has been Kenneth Copeland, and I can understand and feel what they're saying. A lot of it pertains to me.
Johnny also knows that God is preparing him to minister to the others once he's outside the prison walls.
A lot of people judge me by my tattoos, and you can't judge a book by its cover, because I believe every one of these tattoos is going to help change somebody's life. Because you get younger kids and they see the tattoos, that's because God, I believe, will get their attention. Wow, look, he got tattoos. He look like an old gangbanger. And they think when I tell them what I've been through and what I've done and all my times being in prison and how I changed and learned how to read my Hooked on Phonics, the Bible, I think I'm going to change and touch a lot of little hearts. Thank you for the letter. Thank you for this book that I understand, and for the pamphlet they send me, and for letting me know that Jesus loves me and that there is somebody out there that cares.
You know who he's saying thank you to? We would assume it's to Kenneth and Gloria, but it's not. Partners, it's to you. Mom and Dad, us at this ministry, the 500 people that work here in the Fort Worth office, or the other 100 around the world, we could not do what we do without our partners. And you can see how one person's life being impacted, he's already made up his mind when he gets out, he is going to go impact lives of others. He's going to go make a difference in other people's lives. And when you perpetuate that over and over and over, which is what's happening all over the world. And I want you to know, y'all need to understand how many people's lives you are impacting. Over these 40 years, millions and millions of people's lives they've been born again, come to know Jesus as their Savior. They've been healed. They've been set free. Their families have been set free. And you really need to get an understanding of how you share to reap the reward of that. Same as Mom and Dad do, you share in that reward.
You know, the whole principle of the kingdom of God is a seed. It's an amazing thing when you think about it. You drive along and there's a huge field that's just full of of some sort of crop, maybe wheat or corn. Around here we see things like that, just vast, far as you can see, field. And yet that field sprang up from a series of little single seeds. Mm-hmm. Just one seed, one little seed, and out of that comes multiple seeds. And then out of those multiple seeds come even more and more multiple seeds. God is so patient, and He has such a wonderful plan that what He began with Adam, what He just started with Abraham and the covenant that He had with Abraham, because Abraham would teach his children, impacted the world from that point on. I was thinking about the Jews and how the population, the Jewish population in the world is very small by comparison to all the other races and nations, and yet they have had more impact, positive impact on the world than any other race of people, because it was a seed that God planted to the nations and to the world. So when we take up what God has called us to be, what God's called us to do, here was Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Tulsa, Oklahoma, not enough money to put gas in the car, and yet a seed of faith and vision and obedience to do what God told them to do, and a commitment that I'll do what I see in the Word. That old timer saying, come hell or high water, this is what we're going to do. And that's exactly what happened. That no matter what, they were obedient to the Word of God and obedient to the heavenly call and heavenly vision. And then all the partners that over the years, one here, one there, five here, five there, has amounted to an army of believers that it's impossible to count the number of souls and lives, homes, families, bodies, finances that have been touched, changed, rearranged, and put in order in the kingdom of God, because one by one they were doers of the Word, faithful to what God said, faithful to what they heard Him say for them to do, and let God perform and be faithful to them. I'm so thankful that Dad heard this word when the Lord said, stay true to this scripture in Mark 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news. And that good news is that God loves you. God will bless you and prosper you if you'll just do what He tells you to do. And that's been a key in our life. It's a key for the lives of our partners and those that have been associated with ministry all these years.
You know, I think some of the decisions, well, everything the Lord asked them ever to do, Mom and Dad, was impossible.
Yes.
Or sounded impossible. And I remember when this ministry was behind financially, and what was the answer the Lord said? Take the top 10%.
That's right. When it didn't look like we
when
had
it didn't look like
together.
You had enough to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. Take the top 10% and give it into other ministries that are preaching the gospel.
And who can even think, John, of what that's done? Not to mention it pulled us out of our financial situation. We were under pressure with it.
How long? It was just a few months, wasn't it?
Less than a year that we came out of it.
$6 million, though.
That's a lot of cash.
Behind in less than a year. We had paid that off, and here we go, you know. And so I think that it is the seed sown. Mm-hmm. We believe what we preach. I know as chief executive officer, we'll be tight financially, and I start thinking, you know, I was like, okay, well, we could sell some of the property out here at the ministry. We could sell this, sell that. And Mom and Dad were like, what are you going to sell next week? That's not it. You know,
It's not the answer.
And even though, you know, when we're tithing, the ministry's tithing is 10%, more about 12%. And so we're giving, and we're short on cash at the ministry. And what does Dad do? Colin gets on the phone, send $200,000 to so-and-so ministry. Okay. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking about payroll on Friday. But I've seen it long enough now. I used to get really nervous about that. But I've seen it long enough now that I know, I never did question it anyway, but it makes you nervous in the natural. When you're short on money and you're going to give money away that you really can't afford, you know, to give away.
Have we ever missed a payroll?
No.
Never.
Never.
And
never.
Has God ever failed to bring it in?
No.
Or
never
to bring
has.
In that hundredfold return?
He's always been there. He's always faithful. He'll always be faithful in your life. But I think the thing that you have to recognize is it's not something you try.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going
to
try this prosperity
to it
thing.
Forever.
I'm going to try tithing. You make a quality decision to do those things, and you will. You know what? The odds are it may get tight financially, tighter than it is, because what's going to happen when the word comes, Satan comes to steal that from
Mark
you.
Four.
And if he can get you off of the decision that you've made, then he's won. But if he can't, and you can see this through to the victory side, I guarantee you, you will never look back. You can never get me to not tithe. There's no way, no how you could get me to not tithe.
John, even
because I've seen it.
When you were out living like the Dickens, you would still bring your tithe back to Dad and say, with the way I'm living, I better get this part right. Bring your tithe in.
Cokehead, you know, smoking dope, doing all that stuff. I knew I need to tithe. I still tithed. Because that is not a time you want to be robbing God, you know. and so anyway, I want to encourage you with that, because the tithe is not just so we can have the TV lights on and do all that. It is a covenant. It's a sign of your covenant with God. And when you're in covenant with Him and He's in covenant with you, nothing can stand in your way. But what it does do is it produces fruit all over this world. I mean, the money that comes into this ministry, that we sow out of this ministry, it was, I think, around $10 million last year that we put into other ministries. And in those ministries, there's been thousands, well, really millions, mm-hmm. of people who have been born again, whose lives have been changed just from that seed that was sown, the $10 here, the $15 there, but all together, it's a really powerful thing that we can actually change the world with. And in those ministries as well, they're sowing their seed. So
and having great impact all
and
over
God's
the world.
Plan works.
Amen.
He has, Billy says, oh, what a plan. Oh, what a planner. Hallelujah.
Around the world, partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries are known for their heart of generosity and passion to fulfill Jesus' great commission to go into all the world and reach those in need. Every time you, the faithful partner, sow your seed into the ministry of Kenneth Copeland, you are part of all we are doing to reach the world through other ministries. The first 10% of all that comes into the ministry is sown again into other ministries that are reaching thousands of people worldwide and reaping a mighty harvest for the kingdom of God. As partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you are part of an eternal equation and principle of giving. Whether you are young or old, part of a family, single, a child, or youth, you are making an impact that is bigger than yourself. You are doing something powerful, life-changing, and eternal for people in your country and in cities around the world. You are sowing into prison ministries that are touching the lives of those that are incarcerated. You are bringing comfort, food, and clothing to those touched by disaster. You are sharing in the harvest of souls through evangelistic outreaches. Your seed is doing all of this and more. As a partner, you are part of BMF, Believers Missionary Fellowship, and the outreaches of missionaries Pete and Rose Michael. Together with their well-trained laborers, they are a mighty force in Mexico to bring the gospel to thousands and see lives changed forever. You are helping Letha Crosby to continue her 11th-hour television program, which reaches people in every walk of life up and down the state of California. You are helping Fred and Miriam Tabor of Medical Missions to bring much-needed medical assistance and the Word of God to descendants of the Mayan people. You are in Asia as Oriental Missionary Crusade Incorporated is taking the gospel to the forgotten tribes of the Philippines. OMC has also built a halfway house for the Ati tribe, providing shelter for over 50 children.
outreaches to youth in Boracay are providing a new direction for teens formerly trapped in the snare of crime and violence. You are providing support to Eleanor Mom Workman of Haiti for Jesus. Her conferences are bringing hope to a troubled area of the world. She is also providing day-to-day essentials such as clean drinking water, food, and safe places to stay. You are there with Tommy and Elizabeth Odell of Frontier Evangelism Incorporated as they are taking the gospel to the forgotten areas of Africa, Indonesia, and Central America. They are daily seeing souls saved, blind eyes opened, diseases healed, and children blessed. You are part of bringing the love of God and hope for a new life to those at Canaan Land in Otagaville, Alabama. For many who come to this rural area, it is the last stop and only lifeline after years of violence and addiction. Yet through the vision of Mac and Sandra Gober, hundreds are stepping into freedom and victory and joining the ranks of the unchained. You are in Africa supporting the ministry of evangelist Reinhard Bonnke and Christ for All Nations. He and his staff are seeing 40 million make decisions for Christ through ongoing crusades. Known for the massive crowds who come, his ministry motto remains "Hell empty and heaven full." And his vision and faith are set on reaching 100 million souls for Christ in this decade. You are part of the outreaches of Rick Renner Ministries in the heart of Moscow and in the former Soviet Union. He is raising up a mighty army of believers and equipping new pastors to spread the good news of the gospel throughout their cities. Your continued partnership, generosity, and faithfulness to Kenneth Copeland Ministries are reaching the world with the only message that can change a life, a family, a government, and a country forever. It is our privilege to partner with and stand with you.
You know, we have really tried this week to share our heritage of faith with you from the very beginnings of the ministry and even before, all the way through, just touching the highlights. It's been quite a ride. And I'm so thankful that I was able to be a big part of that heritage of faith. And it's because of that heritage of faith that we were able to bring to you stories like the ones you saw of what the Word of God has done in other people's lives, from the masses in Reinhard Bonnke's crusades down to the one guy sitting in prison that thought nobody loved him. And all of that comes because of the faith and the seed of God's Word in the lives of just two people who were faithful and obedient. Of course, clearly, we're not the only ones. You know, there was a seed of faith that was put in them from Brother Roberts and Brother Hagen and Brother T.L. Osborne and so many others. And then that seed of faith has been put in us. And so I hope you've enjoyed this. In fact, we'd like to hear from you. You know, what's the best way, John, for people to contact us? Let us know what they thought about this.
Email, letter, phone, it doesn't matter. Email's probably the easiest, you know, if you do that. But any way you can contact us would be great, whatever makes it easiest for you. We would like to hear from you. We'd like to know what you thought about the broadcast. We always love hearing from our partners, though, and praise reports and testimonies. Please send them to us because we use them. And your testimonies then become something that we talk about, tell other people about. And there's something about hearing somebody else, they went through something that I'm going through, and if they can do it, then I can do that too. And so anytime you can contact us, we're more than pleased to hear from you. So we encourage you to do that.
You know, the most important thing to us in this week of broadcast where we have shared our heritage of faith with you, we want you to know that you can have and should have that very same heritage. In fact, the Lord spoke to my husband, George, and said, your call is to perpetuate the heritage of faith. And that heritage of faith certainly didn't start with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland or Oral Roberts. It started with God. It started with the first words that he spoke to Adam, and then with our covenant father, Abraham. So this heritage of faith is written in the Word, and you can take up the seed of this Word and make it a part of your life and live by it, and then your life begins to multiply in the lives of others. You know, this is offering day this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And Galatians 6 says, Do not be deceived or deluded or misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at or mocked. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. And I think this week we have been able to show you that sowing, whether it's time, effort, prayer, faith, or money, in obedience, God is faithful to produce a harvest. We've proven that out in our own lives. Our children are walking it out. And you should take this opportunity to prove it out in your life. God will not allow himself to be mocked. And I tell you, when God says this is the way it is, there's no way that you can sow and not reap. There's no way, he says, and you, in order to reap, you're going to have to sow.
You know, not everybody's called into the fivefold ministries. There's people called to do what you're doing today. You can be anointed to be an attorney. You can be anointed to be a doctor. You can be anointed to be a cab driver. But wherever you're at, whether you're a carpenter, a teacher, whatever it is, you're called to make a difference in this world.
That's right.
You're called to minister to those people around you. You're called to minister to your family. You're called to make a difference. You're called to join forces with other Christians, to band yourself together so that we can bring people to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and so we can get out of this earth and go to heaven and rule and reign over this universe. That's what we're called to do. And, you know, I want to thank all of you partners that have helped us over the years, because like I've said before, we couldn't do any of this without you. And you are making a marked difference in this world. I don't think any of us will really know the impact that we've had until we get to heaven. Because I think that there's no telling how many people have been handed a book or handed a tape. And I'll encourage you to do that, because lots of testimonies come from that, handing the book and handing the tape. So what do you say, partners, that we do another 40 years and go on and do bigger and greater things? And I tell you what, it's even going to be more exciting these last days, because these last days, the glory is going to pour out and it's going to be an exciting time.
So if they want to give to this ministry, the information is on the screen, and they can be join us financially and in faith and in prayer and watch that seed multiply over and over and over.
Well, this is John, Terry, and Kelly reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching this special edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order your copy of this week's 40th anniversary celebration broadcast on CD or DVD, visit our website at kcm.org, call our toll-free number 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Be sure to order extra copies to share with friends and family.